time to be blessed, and for your faithfulness, it's your time.
This is light to guide our feet, the 24/7 authentic Christian ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page, and I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I call your attention to the Gospel according to Matthew. The Gospel according to Matthew. Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. The reading begins at verse 16. Matthew chapter 28. The reading begins at verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. A word to Christian practitioners. A word to Christian practitioners. Our topic and subject for today. A word to Christian practitioners. Jesus, after having been delivered to be crucified, and after having been crucified, dead, and buried, and after having been raised or having risen again the third day according to the scripture, teaches his disciples as he prepares to return to his heavenly abode. He is preparing them for the vast and magnificent and most critical work on planet Earth. That is the work of preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. As far as I know, there is no higher calling. He says unto them, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. So who is given this great commission? The person who has received all power, not only on earth, but in heaven. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. So he commissions his people. They become Christian practitioners, professional practitioners of the Christian faith by virtue of having been commissioned by Jesus Christ himself, the person, the God, who had been given and who has all power in heaven and in earth. He tells them to go. The Christian must go. Go therefore. Therefore, because he is sending, and who is sending? The one who has all power. We are sent by the person who has all power. I'm afraid some Christians have forgotten that. I'm afraid some of you have forgotten that we have been commissioned by the God who has all power. Thus he says, go ye therefore and teach all nations. My friend, what does the word all mean? Or let me ask the question another way. When the Lord said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, which nations were excluded? The Lord, the person who has all power in heaven and in earth, said, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Which nation is excluded? Which nation is excluded in that word all? I'm talking to Christian practitioners. You see, my friends, people who don't understand our commission think we are stupid. They think we are tunnel visionistic. They think that we have missed the importance of the vastness of planet Earth. They think we are uneducated, weak-minded, that we've just grasped some piece of philosophy that someone passed down to us, and we've taken it and run with it, and we don't understand what planet Earth is all about. But the person who was given all power in heaven and in earth commanded us to go, therefore, and teach all nations. That's why you are hearing me in this ministry. I am attempting to reach all nations. And if you have the ability to record and or rebroadcast my sermons, I beg you, rebroadcast them. Rebroadcast them anywhere and everywhere. You may say, well, Reverend, I saw that some of them are copyrighted. Don't worry about that. I preach them. I produce them by the power of God. And I hereby give you the authority. And you may record this. You may say, well, who are you? I am Pastor Clarence William Page. I am Bishop Clarence William Page. And I hereby give, grant, and allow you to rebroadcast my sermons anywhere and everywhere, without price, without cost, without any payment to me, because my intent is to go, therefore, and teach all nations. If you have any appropriate mechanism that will help get my sermons to all nations, please, with haste, begin to rebroadcast, begin to republish. You say, well, Reverend, I need it in writing. You have it by my voice. Record this and keep it. This is being spoken on February 13, in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2012, as reckoned by our calendar. February 13, 2012. You are granted the permission to record, to rebroadcast, to replay, to republish all of my sermons. Why? Because my intent is to teach all nations. And this is one of the mechanisms that I use to teach all nations. Jesus said then in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And the writer, under the unction of the Holy Ghost, ends this book with the word Amen. Christian practitioners, we have our marching orders. We have our great commission. And with specificity, the Lord Jesus Christ told us exactly where to go, exactly to whom we should preach, and what we should preach. Where? He said, go therefore and teach all nations. So that's everywhere. Teach all nations. Do what? Baptize them, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. What's unclear about that? What's unclear about going, therefore, teaching all nations and baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost? When you stand before the Lord in heaven and he asks you what was unclear about going, therefore, teaching all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. What was unclear about that? What would be your response? What was unclear about the Great Commission? And then he, with specificity, tells us what to teach, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Well, some of you may say, well, we don't know what he commanded them. Yes, we do, my friend. In that book, that wonderful book that we know as the Holy Bible, Jesus has recorded what he commanded them. That's why I'm reading from it today. You take the Holy Bible and you teach all nations to observe all, A-L-L, all things whatsoever Jesus commanded. And what he commanded is in the Bible. Then we have his promise. He says, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Jesus has given our marching orders. Are you about his business? Have you decided that, well, I can't teach some people because they have their own God, they have their own religion? That would be politically wrong. Well, you have a choice. You can choose to obey the politicians who are merely men and women, or you can choose to obey the person who has all power in heaven and in earth. Your wisdom should lead you, if you have wisdom. And if you've heard me in past time, I contend that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. If you have no fear of God, then you, as far as I can tell from the Bible, you do not have the wisdom of God, though you may have the wisdom of the children of disobedience, what is called the wisdom of this world. And that's why so many people are caught up in the tragedies of this world, because they use, exercise, and live by the wisdom of this world. Jesus is recorded as saying in Mark chapter 16, just to further comment on what the Lord said before he ascended back to heaven. Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and following. Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and following. And he said unto them, and maybe we'll start at 14 so you will get just a little of the context. Let's go to Mark chapter 16, begin reading at verse 14 rather than 15. Mark chapter 16, beginning reading at verse 14. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. So now we have two accounts. And we see that they obeyed. He commanded, he laid it out, they obeyed. Some of you don't have the faith, and you are supposed to be Christian practitioners. You don't have the faith to cast out devils. You won't even try because you're afraid. Some of you don't have the faith to lay hands on the sick because you're afraid that they will not recover. The Lord has the power to do all of this. Some of you are angry because you've laid hands on the sick in times past and they still die. That's God's business. That's not your business. Some people have played with God so long that as soon as you walked out of the hospital, they laughed with their friends and family and called you a quack. God knows their hearts. Some people die because they never, with all of their heart, appealed unto God for their healing, for their help. You know how many people there are on planet Earth who look at us as quacks? They laugh at us, they make fun at us. We ought to understand that. But don't you remember the wonderful things God has done through you? And if he hasn't done through you, he's certainly done many wonderful things through me. I've gotten many reports from people reporting what God has done. I was sitting today in a place and someone began to talk and everyone else in the room left. And after having talked perhaps 20, 25 minutes, I said to her, I'm a minister. And she said, I know that I can see the light that's in you. God makes us more than we are. God makes us more than we really are as human beings. She had never seen me before, as far as she knows. I had never seen her before. But there is this reality of the people of God. Do not be afraid as Christian practitioners. Do not be afraid to reach out and touch somebody and pray for them and ask God to heal them. If he heals them, that's his business. And if he doesn't, that's his business. It's not on you, it's on him. Don't be afraid, if you're saved, to tell the devil to get out of the house he's in. I've gone through certain communities, knocked on doors. I put my robe on, my ministerial robe, my black robe, my cross, and gone from door to door and knocked on doors. And I've entered into houses that when I entered in, I felt the presence of the devil's imps. I felt satanic presences. But by the time I left, I had addressed that situation, and normally I I think most of the times I wasn't by myself. I would ask a church member or so to go with me. But entering the house, some people are so bound because the spirit of the devil is there and they don't know they're bound. And our job as Christian practitioners, we are commanded to address those situations of people who are bound by Satan. Listen again to what Jesus says here in Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 18. And he said unto me, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Keep in mind, he said, in his name. You cast out devils in the name of Jesus. I hope you've heard the sermon from Philippians chapter 2. If you haven't, continue listening. God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Verse 17 of Mark chapter 16. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Christian practitioners, I call you to activity. I call you to making full proof of your ministry. Some of you have ministries that are lying dormant. You know you have ministries, but Satan has deceived you. Satan has shut you in. One must rise up and do the work of the Lord. It isn't easy. I struggle to keep this ministry going. And Satan generally won't let people help me because he knows that I'm very effective against him. And the reason I'm effective against him, not that it's not me, but it's the Word of God. That's why you hear me employ so much of the Word of God, because it is the Word that does the work. That's why the government doesn't want the Word in the school system. That's why the people who are not of God do not want the Word read or said or even present. Because the Word of God has its own power, and they know it. They'll let any word come in except the Word of God. They'll let cursing and all kind of evil come in because Satan has deceived them. Satan knows that if the Word of God comes in, things will change for the better in the school system. Things will change for the better in the government. Things will change for the better in the family, in the community. And yes, families may implore the Word of God, but everywhere else it is being restrained. Because the devil knows the power that is in the Word of God. And some of you who are Christian practitioners, you've been bound, you've been arrested by the philosophy of this world. You are afraid, and your ministry is not being effective. You are not making full proof of your ministry. You are not doing the work of your ministry. You are not doing the work of your ministry. And yet, you are a Christian practitioner, but you are like the tree that has no fruit. Or like the man who had a talent and borrowed it. You're not in action for the Lord. They told you don't bother anybody who has their own religion. Everybody has a right to their religion. Don't you touch those people. But Jesus used the word all. A-L-L. A-L-L. All nations. Every creature. Preach the gospel to every creature. But you have been deceived by Satan as he has worked through men and women. You are deceived, and it is sad. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5, listen to what the Apostle Paul writes to Timothy. Timothy is a minister. Paul is getting ready to die. Paul, in contemplation of his death, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5, Paul says, "But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry." Let me read it for you once again. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. Paul, great man of God, preparing to go stand before the Lord and to be with him eternally, says this to a young preacher he's leaving behind. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5, the man who is preparing for his death, great man of God who is preparing for his death, says to a preacher who he's leaving behind on earth to keep on doing the work of God, he says, "But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry." 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. A word to Christian practitioners. A word to Christian practitioners. A word to Christian practitioners. This is light to guide our feet. The 24/7 authentic Christian ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page.